أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. This is the beginning of the second surah of the Quran Sharif. In fact, the third one after Surah Fatiha included Surah Ali Imran. The connection of this surah with the previous surah, with Surah Baqarah, is that Surah Baqarah also, Allah Ta'ala said it is a kitab of hidayat, guidance through and through for all people. But who will benefit from it? The true sincere believers. Those people who have got hypocrisy in their heart, who have got the love of dunya, other objectives, motives, agendas, they don't believe from in the Quran Sharif. And they don't benefit from the Quran Sharif. Similarly, yeah, also the same. Allah says this kitab, نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ الْحَقِّ. It is a true kitab, and it testifies to the truth of all the kitabs before. As in Surah Baqarah, Allah said, it is a true kitab, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Yeah, also Allah testifies that this kitab, this surah, this kitab is also true 100% from Allah Ta'ala. And in the beginning ayats of Surah Baqarah, Allah explained about the munafiqeen. And in fact, there one whole ruku, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ, Allah devoted it to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites who act like believers. They are with us also. They are living with us also, but they are not true believers. They are hypocrites. So Allah warned against them. And those are the people who don't benefit from the Quran Sharif at all. Not from the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did they also benefit. Not from the Quran Sharif do they benefit. Similarly, yeah, Allah explains here about those people who are the zayirin, the mulhideen, those people who use the ayats of the Quran Sharif, the outward words of the Quran, but they ascribe meanings to it which are not from Allah and His Rasul. They give other meanings to it to deceive the people, similar like the munafiqeen. These are also those people. And they are also, of course, from amongst the ulama, the learned people. They know the ayat of the Quran Sharif. They will use the ayats of the Quran Sharif, but to prove all the evil and filth of this dunya. So much so, like the World Cup that took place, they proved that also with ayats of the Quran Sharif, where there is absolutely no connection whatsoever, the complete opposite, but they use the ayats of the Quran Sharif, and who does this? Ulama, and who are regarded as pious and righteous ulama. They take out ayats from the Quran Sharif. So this is a very dangerous group. As there Allah warned us and devoted one whole ruku of 13 ayats against the munafiqeen, that we can be on our guard against them, and that the qualities of nifaq and hypocrisy don't come into us. Yeah, also Allah in His great mercy and kindness. And unfortunately, this also many of us don't understand. Those who warn us against it, it is the great mercy of Allah that they are warning us. But we take it that they are the ones who are causing disunity in the ummah. They are the ones who are finding fault with the people. They are fault finders all the time. They got nothing else to speak about but to find fault in people. If there are faults, if you take your car to the mechanic and whatever is wrong, he must put it right. He can't tell you your car is perfect when it is not perfect. When we are not perfect, we are totally wrong. And we expect to be said that, no, you are very good. Your car needs no treatment. It's very good. It needs no service, no repairs. But if it is faulty, it must be repaired. So that is also the kindness of Allah, that He has warned us about these people, the mudhilleen, the zayirin, the people who are the zindiqs of the ummah, who use the ayat of the Quran, but they give a wrong meaning to it. And what is the right meaning which Allah has revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum? That is the right meaning. And the meaning which today which come from the White House, and or which come from our nafs, which comes from the people of dunya, whether it is the United Nations, whether it is the World Health Organization, and those people give different meanings, and we also hook, line and sinker follow what they say. That is total misguidance. So Allah in His great kindness has informed us of these people also, so that we can be on our guard. And it is our duty that we be informed. And fortunate is that person who realizes it, and he accepts the advice and guidance that is given to us to guide us. And those who are adamant to follow their nafs and their desires, who want name and fame, who want the limelight everywhere, the praises of people, and to soothe them, they take out all the wrong meanings of the Quran Sharif for them in this world for a little while, and maybe the satisfaction of their nafs, the massaging of the nafs and making the nafs feel happy. But then as soon as the doors of maut open, Malakul Maut comes, from then forever and ever is great, great disaster only. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand and see through this and follow the righteous path and do that which Allah wants us to do. Not to do what we think is right, what people think is right. Today generally the non-Muslims are non-Muslims, that is the way. They got no guidance from Allah Ta'ala, so they use their brains and think what we should do. Don't upset the apple cart, make the people happy, see what the people want, and try and do things according to our brains and our thinking. A mu'min never thinks like that. That is not a mu'min who thinks like that. A mu'min first thinks, what is the command of Allah? What does Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? The world can be unhappy. The world can turn against you. You can lose everything of yours. But if you have got the pleasure of Allah, you have got everything. And the way of the way of thinking of the kuffar, which generally has become the way of thinking of all Muslims also. Unfortunately, almost across the board, that we must see what we think, what we must do. We must see what the people will be happy with, what will make everyone happy. Don't upset anyone, make everyone happy. And in the process, we make Allah unhappy. We break His laws, we make His Rasul unhappy. But because Allah is not here, we don't see Allah, so we think we can take advantage of it and we can do what we want to. But very soon we will meet Allah. Then we will find, and yunabbi'ukum, He will inform you of all what you did. And accordingly then, He will punish you also for all the wrong you did. So there is great connection between Surah Ali Imran and the previous surah, Surah Baqarah. But the benefit is if we take the benefit. Just like in Surah Baqarah, it is there for all to benefit. But the munafiqeen don't benefit. Yeah, in Surah Ali Imran, the surah is there for all to benefit. But the zaydeen, the mulhideen, they don't benefit. They just make an outward show that we are also following the Quran. But they using the Quran, they do completely opposite of the Quran and of the teachings of the Quran. May Allah guide us to righteousness and accept us for His deen truly and correctly.